The players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and we're getting ready to bring you our Friday night high school football game of the week here on CARE 93.7 FM, part of the award-winning MSC Sports Radio Network. Coverage of high school football is brought to you by our CARE Country Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just minutes away. Our pregame show begins right after these messages.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco! Look, a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito! There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on CARE 93.7 FM is brought to you by our area sports boosters. Don't forget, you can catch our coverage of high school football action online at mscsports.net and on our free MSC radio app. Kickoff is just moments away here on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, a place where you'll find Exchange Bank, a locally owned bank that believes in their community. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable staff ready to help you with all of your banking needs. Exchange Bank offers long-term, fixed-rate real estate loans and convenient services such as online and mobile banking. Stop by or visit us online at ebt.bank. You'll find this and so much more. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Hey, well, good evening and welcome to Winchester, Kansas. We're getting underway with high school football this evening on KAIR Radio and the NEKL Homecoming 2024, Jefferson County North. Playing host to Oskaloosa. Welcome, everybody. Joseph, he's our producer and engineer in the CARE Sports Studio. Gus Counts with me here upstairs, and Tom Counts. The kickoff for the ball game was made by Oskaloosa. It was very short, and the Chargers are going to have the ball on their second play of the ball game, second down and five. They're at the 35-yard line, already in Bears territory. Handoff is going to go to the single running back. He'll bounce onto the left side, gets inside the 35, and pushed out of bounds into the JCN sideline at the 32. That's going to be Ricky Rockhold. Richie's making the tackle on the play, carrying the ball, Merrick Noel. Merrick only a sophomore. Merrick made an impact last year, even in the state championship game for this JCN team, as a freshman running back. And JCN in pretty good field position here, but it's a third down and a long two at the Oskaloosa 32-yard line. We're going to bring a pair of tight ends over to the right side, switch the running back to the left of the quarterback, snap his back. Will Alas, the quarterback's going to hand off. There goes Merrick. He'll pick up a first down and more inside the 30, close to the 25-yard line where Keandre Clemens brings him to the ground. First and 10, Jeff's North.
That time the backside defensive end, Keandre Clemens, 6 foot, 218-pound junior, did a nice job of making the stop, but not before GT and able to move the stick. It's going to be first and 10, nose up to the 25 of Oskaloosa.
Bears going with three defensive down linemen. And linebacker creeped up on each side. Now they're going to go all into the three-point stance. So it's a five-man front. Little 52 defense. Quarterback's going to keep it himself. Boots to the right side. Springs out to the corner. Gets to the 20. Races to the corner. Hitting it for the pylon. Touchdown, Chargers. A little boot to the right side by Will Elias. And the senior rambles in. Call that a 25-yard touchdown scramble. And a minute two into the ball game, JCN has broken out on top.
Nice job right there by the quarterback. He just followed good blocking off the right side, found a little bit of an angle. Angles for the pylon, able to get into the end zone. And now JCN going to look to add the point after right here, and they're going to line up for two.
Chargers set for that two-point conversion. Merrick Noel back with Will in the backfield. They're going to have a little slot to the right side. Ends in tight. Long count by the quarterback, and now it's going to be taken on a wildcat. The snap into the arms of Merrick Noel, and he will be in for the two-point conversion. And we're taking a timeout.
quickly at 10:58 to go in the opening quarter. It is Jeff North 8, Oskaloosa coming up.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're on Riley Field here on the campus of Jefferson County North High School in Winchester, Kansas. And the Chargers taking the opening kickoff, wasted no time, darting into the end zone and have taken an early 8-0 lead. The field here at JCN runs north and south. We're on the east side looking west. And because across the state of Kansas, a lot of the schools are concerned about how weather might impact them. And as you look at that cloud bank rolling in just as the sun beginning to set behind it, we'll see if it gets this far before this one's over. Here's a kick short, and it's going to be covered up by Oskaloosa. And they'll begin their first possession with very good field position at their own 41-yard line, first and 10. So for the Bears, their first look at the football. Oskaloosa in that traveling white uniform, white helmets, white jerseys, white pants with bright red lettering and trim. For JCN, it's that Kelly Green helmet jersey with black pants.
We haven't seen Oskaloosa in a few years, so the white helmet, a little new to us.
I like it. QB's going to hand off to the second man into the hole, onto the right side, spinning and twisting and just carrying defenders and picking up about 5 yards. Good run. But a senior fullback, Colson Perry.
Abraham Knoll made the stop right there for JCM, but a great job by Colson as he just got into the middle and just kept spinning and spinning and rolling forward, picking up about 5, as you called it, on that first down run. And I think for Oskaloosa, that's what they're going to want to do in this ballgame, is come out, try to run the ball and control the clock here tonight.
Are we seeing, Gus, are we going to see the fullback come back? We see the Chiefs are carrying a fullback. Bears here today with the 5'9", 235-pound senior. He's at fullback, and he's going to lead the block around the right side. Look at that block he puts on, and the running back is going to be very close to the first down, just up near the 50-yard line. We'll go Richie Rockhold and give him 4 more. It'll bring up a 3rd-down 1. How about Callum Baker, the JCN sophomore cornerback, with the stop, 3rd-and-1. Oskaloosa, these two teams, Gus, have yet to put the ball in the air.
Yeah, I think putting the ball in the air is going to be at a premium tonight. I don't think either of these teams are really excited about doing that. When I got the starting lineups tonight from head coach Bodie Heston, he listed a fullback, 2 tight ends, a running back, and no receivers.
The quarterback is going to keep himself, sweep to the left side, sweep and twist and turn. And then at the last moment before shoved out of bounds on the far sideline, he lunges forward, and, man, he's going to be right at the first down marker. I had thought initially he was going to be short, but a great second effort, and the officials looking it over and
move to 6. There we go.
There you have it. 1st and 10.
So what happened right there is as the quarterback got to the sideline, he got pulled to the ground, but he landed on top of a JCN player, was able to extend the ball, pick up the first down, and great job right there by the senior quarterback, Barrett Heston.
Single man to the backfield for the QB, and he'll hand off again to that big fullback who will power into the right side off guard, and he's only going to get a yard or 2 this time as everybody's jammed up in the middle. Short gain, 2nd down and about 8.
Abraham Knoll along with Rex Furman getting off the bottom of that stack right there. Great job for JCN just pushing forward. Cohen Novinsky along that front line, and Cohen spelled C-O-H-E-N.
They spell it other ways.
There are other ways of doing it.
There are.
It'll be a 2nd and 9 for the Oskaloosa offense. Just under 9 to play here in the first quarter.
They're in charge of territory at the 48-yard line. Hand off to the jetback. He's going to be hit in the backfield by 1. Slowed down, and then brought down by a trio of other defenders.
That is going to be the loss of about five on a second down call. That time Cohen Davinsky got into the backfield, forced the running back to kind of get off track a little bit, and then finally coming up making the stop, you're going to have Knox Heston. So now we're going to see a switch up front for JCN. They're going to take Cohen Davinsky out of the ball game, and we're going to change up that defensive line a little bit. Now in there is going to be Trevor Kelly, a junior D lineman. Well, if Oscars is going to throw it, here's your time on a third down and a dozen. Quarterback is going to hand off a little trap play over to the left side, picking up 5, 6, 7 yards down to the 45-yard line, but still going to be 5 yards short. Oscaloosa will look at a fourth down, 5 at the Charger 44-yard line. But, Gus, if they pick up yardage like that on a fourth down play, they'll keep the 6. Yeah, 3rd and 11, and now they're looking at 4th and 5. And, again, 4th down is rarely manageable. But you're set up with a pretty good option right here if you're Oskaloosa. And, again, their offense has done a nice job of just powering forward. They got a little cute on that first down play, which set them behind the 6. So, again, expect something quick. Second home game of the year for Jefferson County North here, homecoming. Quarterback is going to be back to throw on 4th down. Lobs one right side. Has a man batted away. Will Elias, what a great defensive play as he saw what was happening, launched his arm out, and was able to slap that ball free. That time, Oskaloosa had run a little bit of fake into the middle. They were looking down the field. They were looking for receiver Evan Dome at 5'10", but as the ball came down, Will getting a hand up, knocking it away, and JCN will put their offense back out on the field for the second time this evening. And it's going to be with their poorest field position this evening. They'll begin this series at their own 45-yard line. 7:24 to go in the opening quarter. 8-0 Jeff North with the early lead here this evening. Started talking about the turf, Gus, and the conditions here at Riley Field. They're absolutely outstanding. And JCN, a little... Being a little talk over a little bit here. We're going to take a break with them very early in the game. Joseph, timeout, 7:24 to go in the first. Chargers, 8, Bears, nothing.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel. Perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in Winchester. Veteran officiating crew on hand for the ball game here this evening. Lights are on. Not really able to see them taking much effect yet, but it's going to be soon. The sun setting behind that wall of clouds that is coming this way from the west and southwest. Warm at game time. Kick this thing off at 88 degrees. A little east wind and 29.75 on the barometric pressure. So kind of a warm mid-September Friday night. QB's going to take the snap, hand off, and Merrick will bounce outside, get taken by the knees, and dropped after the gain of about 2.
That time, Cash Perry, the middle linebacker, came flying up, made a nice stop on the play. A gain of, let's call it a yard, and it'll bring up an hour, 2nd and 9 for the JCN offense. You look over here to the near sideline, quarterback Will Elias walked all the way over to the sideline to get the play call from the head coach, Jeff Schneider.
So what are we calling this? Like a stack four, almost kind of a defense? I mean, got 5 down, 4 across, 5 yards deep. Quarterback takes the ball, hit to the backfield, going to be sacked at the 40-yard line, losing 7.
Yeah, well, really, they're walked up into basically a 52. They're filling a lot of head up and then taking your linebackers and filling the A-gaps. And from that, they can take those linebackers and move outside if they need, but they are looking really to just stop the inside run. If JCN can get to the corners, that's why you saw the touchdown early on. Oskaloosa is fine giving up the corners. They're not going to let you beat them up the middle right now with his defense. It's the design of it.
Well, that's kind of proven out. That's how the yardage has been gained. But now the Chargers on the 3rd down, 15. Looking to spread the field a little bit. Trips right side. Wills back to throw. Looking left. Throwing left. Throwing deep. Has a man downfield. Oh, and it's off the fingertips and incomplete at 25-yard line. that time. He had his receiver open down the near sideline, but the receiver kind of looked over the right, and then he had to kind of look over the left, and by the time he really found the ball, it was kind of on top of him. So a tough catch right there, and already we're looking at a fourth down for JCN, and that's going to be a quick three and out.
Still 6 minutes to play. We're midway here in this opening quarter. 8-0. Jefferson County North in front. And they're going to be booting the ball. Kicker standing at his own 30-yard line. Return man still backpedaling. They're giving him a lot of credit, guys. They're going all the way back to the 20-yard line. So they're expecting a 40-yard punt. The snap isn't good, but the ball picked up. It's going to take a big hop, and Hoskey will take it at the 25. Sweeping to the left side. Cutting back into the middle. Crossing the 35. And getting back up to the 40-yard line. Nice little return for Oskaloosa by Richie Rockhold. We talk about Richie a lot during basketball season. His dad's a head basketball coach down there, and he's a pretty good young athlete, playing multiple sports, as you do when you're in a school, you know, when there's not a ton of guys down there.
How crazy is this? This is going to be your last regular season game, right? I mean, we're into district play next week.
Here we go on the first down carry. The ball is going to go up to the 42-yard line, give him a couple of yards on the play. So it'll be a second down 8. Yeah, district play, it's so much different than in not that long ago where it came down to the last 3 games of the season. But now, this is why you don't ultimately play a lot of times for these schools. You don't get to play all of the teams in your conference. Sometimes you get to play very few teams in your conference. You're playing so many district games.
Yeah, you know, a team that goes 2-0 in the league is the league champ.
Quarterback is going to hand off. Big running back powers left side. Gets a couple of yards, ending up right short of the 45-yard line. So give him a couple of more, and it's going to be a third down, half a dozen for Oskaloosa.
Abraham Knoll comes up, makes the stop right there, the senior defensive tackle. And now for Oskaloosa, they're looking at that third down and looking at 3rd and 5. I think you're probably still in 4-down territory, right?
You very well may be. We have not seen him make any indication that they're ever going to kick the ball. Quarterback's going to take it, hands off, big running back, bounces right side, and he's going to be just inches short of the first down. Good, strong run into the right side by Rockhold. 4th down and a half a yard just shy of midfield.
Yeah, that ball needs to touch the 50, and it is nose to the 50. So right here, if you're Oskaloosa, you just take the quarterback and follow the center straight forward, right?
Is this the friendly push?
Yeah, exactly.
4th down to inches. Now we're going to get a timeout. The officials are going to bring the sticks in.
They are, because I'm going to tell you, that's a 1st down. It is, because the sticks are just behind the 50, and if that line is straight.
And they look pretty straight.
It's a 1st down.
Hang on here. We're going to see what they do as we get the sticks brought in. We do that seltzer boy. It is right there. The official gets down on a knee. Move those chains.
Told you.
Gosh, you're spot on.
Yeah, I mean, you can see it from here that actually I thought the stick was right on the 50. It was just shy of the 50, and as the officials lined it up, got that good eyesight. I mean, they looked right down the line, trusted it, and it's going to be a 1st down for Oskaloosa.
So,
the offense you can change the call. The field no matter what.
You change the call probably a little bit. The ball just goes up to the 50-yard line. It'll be a 1st and 10. If I could get across midfield, and the handoff is going to go to that big fullback. Give him 4, give him 5, give him 6, and then maybe even 7. They're going to say 6 yards. That was a nice power run into the middle by Colson Perry.
Yeah, the fullback that time just lowers the shoulder, and Merrick Knoll gets in his way, trips him up, as gain of 7 on the 1st down. It'll bring up a 2nd and 3 for Oskaloosa.
We're 7 along, 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter, 8-0. JCN scored on its first possession of the game, and Oskaloosa right now, Gus, having its best possession so far tonight. 1st and 10 at the Charger, 43. Kind of a double wing offense. The pitch is going to go to the right wing back who sweeps to the left, and he's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage, driven out of bounds into the Oskaloosa sideline, and having picked up very little, maybe a yard, certainly no more than that.
Yeah, if he got a yard out of it, that was going to be a hard fought for yard. They're going to call it 3rd and 3 right now for Oskaloosa. So right now, some of their problem has been the outside pitch plays, right, trying to get to the corner. JCN's doing a great job of defensive ends getting up the field, forcing it to bounce a little further, and then you get them to the sideline where you can bring out that sideline as the extra defender. With 3:36 left here in the first quarter, it'll be 3rd and 3, Oskaloosa. Handoff is going to go again to the big fullback. He's got nowhere to go this time. He tries to get outside alignment, literally from a prone position on the ground. That's Abraham, right?
Yep. Abraham Noel did a great job. He got into the backfield. He was on the ground, and the fullback had nowhere to go. He was going to try to step over him, but by that point, JCN had crashed in. No gain on the play. It'll bring up now a 4th and 3 for the Bears.
Now, for the Chargers, they are... They're giving no respect to the Oskaloosa passing game with 10 in the box.
I don't blame them. Okay? Actually, we've only seen Oskie try to pass one.
And here's the pitch, trying to get outside, hit at the line, and not going to get it. Not going to get close. It's going to be a turnover on downs on no gain on fourth down. And the JC in defense, led by Big Andrew Baker, makes the play they were looking for, and they're going to get the football back.
Great job right there by the JCN defense, and Andrew Baker came crashing down and forced a turnover on downs for Oskaloosa. That's going to be their second turnover on downs today. JCN is set to start their third possession of the evening.
Don't forget, after the game tonight, stick around the high school football scoreboard show. I think Jake and Boz are probably listening to this. They're big, big fans of the NEKL, and they like these Chargers, I know.
What will happen first? They're done with their show, or we're headed to Davenport.
Ooh, it's going to be tight. We might get to listen to the end of the show on the trip. Here's the quarterback keeper. Will cuts to the right side, gets across the line of scrimmage all the way to midfield, and darts out of bounds into the Oskaloosa sideline, gaining 8 on a first down run to the right.
So many teams around here, so many scores to get through. I honestly don't know how they get through as much as they do, as quickly as they do. So, yeah. Tune in after the game. It's a fun show. Jake and Bob do a great job. And, yeah, you're going to hear updates. You're going to hear recaps from different games. And
oh, yeah.
So I always love to listen in and find out some of the eye-popping numbers that happened over the week, you know, over the weekend.
The burgers?
I'm just talking about, like, you know, somebody went off for 300 yards and 7 touchdowns or something.
Second down ended pair. Hand off running back, goes left side, and first down and more inside the 45-yard line. Take it down to the 42.
That time coming up to make the stop was Keandre Clemens, 6 foot, 218-pound junior defensive tackle, making the stop for the Bears. But JC able to get a first down and move the ball into Oskaloosa territory, the 41-yard line.
Okay, between these two teams, with 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter, I'll tell you what we have seen. We've seen an appropriate number of passes thrown. There was one.
There was one.
So, you got that going. They advance the sticks, 1st and 10, at the 42-yard line. Chargers moving the ball. Again, the quick handoff right side. Merrick gets inside the 40. Tell you what he does. He has great balance. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage and is able to maintain forward progress and just kind of hop and dance along a little bit, keeping himself active and alive and moving his ball, gaining 4.
You know what else he does? He knifes a lot when he runs. And what I mean by that is when he gets into the middle, kind of turns those shoulder pads a little sideways and just cuts straight through the line versus squaring those shoulders up to the line of scrimmage.
And he's got the broad shoulders, so doing that, you know, he really narrows down that silhouette. 2nd down and a half it is, and Chargers moving the ball on this possession. Now they're going to run the same play, only to the left side, where they are met by a big wall. And I'm telling you what, that fullback in the middle with Colson Perry, with Preston Warbritton, man, there was no gain there. 3rd down call.
Yeah, Preston checking in at 5'9", 172. Colson at 5'9", 235. Did a great job of combining on that tackle. It's going to bring up a 3rd down 4. JCN, and let's call it 3rd and 4 right now.
Okay, you talked about it a moment ago for the Bears, but Gus, for the Chargers, similarly, we are in 4-down territory here at the 35-yard line.
I think every time a team touches the ball tonight, we're in 4-down territory.
Maybe. Here we go, 35-yard line, 3rd down. Motion will come to the right side. QB's going to take it, fake the sweep, and keep it himself. Will go to the right side, and he is going to, I think, with a good stretch at the end, pick up that 1st and 10.
Yeah, he's going to be right there at the stick for sure.
Tyler Peake comes over for the Bears to make the stop, and the official's going to eye this thing up. I have less of an angle on this. The official, though, has no questions about it, eyes it up, says move the stick. First and 10 Chargers.
In the last minute of the opening quarter. And there we go. Get the clock fired back up again. First and 10. Jefferson County North at the 31-yard line. They've got an 8-0 lead, having scored on the first possession of the game, and they would like to double that with this one. And they're driving. The ball on the right hash mark. Chase Dean going from right to left across your dial here in this last minute of the first quarter. Running back to the left side of quarterback Will Elias, and he will get the handoff. New man in the game. Bounces right, keeps his feet inside the 30, and making his way down, going to be Knox Heston, making his way down to around the 27. Gave him about 4 on that first and 10 run. And that is going to be the final play of the first quarter. One quarter of the buck from Winchester, Kansas. We'll be right back after that first. It is Jefferson County North 8, Oskaloosa nothing.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Welcome back to Winchester, where it is homecoming 2024 for the JCN Chargers. Northeast Kansas League game hosting Oskaloosa, going to the second quarter with Jeff North leading it 8-0. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, he's in that studio producing and engineering and just doing, it's magical stuff, really. I don't even understand. I think little smoke and mirrors making it all happen. Joseph, thank you so much. Gus Couch with me here, top of the stands. Here at Riley Field. Got the officials switch ends of the field, and JCN still huddled up around head coach Jeff Schneider will break it and walk all the way down to the 27-yard line and get up over the football. Oskaloosa's been out of the field for a bit now. They look ready to go. Now coming out of that, into the quarter huddle. JCN is going to huddle back up one more time. And they're not in a big rush to get this quarter underway.
We're waiting on the trainer to make their way to the far side of the field. Oskaloosa's got a player that needs a little attention.
Okay.
Been there.
All right, here we go. Getting underway with the second quarter. Chargers are going to go very, very, very wide to the left side. Single man in the backfield to the left hand of Will Elias. The handoff is going to go there. Bouncing right, 30-25, and down to around the 20. Ultimately, near the 21-yard line. They're going to put him down at the 22 for JC, and Merrick Noel with the carry. Now, they sent Knox Heston, Gus, very wide to the left side, but I don't know if anybody's buying that or if JC is just testing the water, seeing if they cover him very closely. If the guy defending him just immediately breaks and comes into the middle of the line, towards the line of scrimmage. Ultimately, somebody's going to throw a pass, right? We've had just one today.
We've had one. Don't need many more than that tonight.
No, there should be one more this quarter. Wing to the left side. Handoff Merrick. Gaping hole inside the 20 and another Charger first down.
Speaking of the number one, that's how many runs the Royals have already given up tonight. They trail San Francisco, 1-0 in the first.
Kansas City trying to make their way into the postseason. Coming in from the near side, Knox Heston will bring the play in, and he's going to rotate out with Merrick Noel. Now for JC, the name that you have not heard tonight that you would normally be hearing, but out recovering from an injury, Eli Weiser. So, Eli, big piece of this team not playing here this evening. First and 10. Inside the 20-yard line. Hand off right side. And Gus, as Knox Heston carried that ball,
I know you as an old running back have got to love what he did. Contact was coming. He wraps both arms around that thing, bear hugs that ball to the sternum, and went into the middle. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Always carry the ball with one hand if that's how you carry the ball. The second that you try covering it up with two hands, that's the second that you leave a little bit of a gap and that thing goes straight out the bottom. Get comfortable with the way you do it and stick with it. We're going to have an injury timeout.
We're taking a break. Timeout, Joseph at 10:27 to go in the opening half in Winchester. The score remains Jeff North 8, Oskaloosa nothing.
It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
I'll tell you what, just a phenomenal crowd. It's always a phenomenal crowd when we have the opportunity to come down here to Jefferson County North High School for whether it's football, basketball. Great support from the community for these games. Always good to see this turnout. We're at 10 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the opening half. And again, the clock was running along pretty good, but the pace of the game is slow. We've had quite a few timeouts.
Quite a few guys get banged up in the last couple minutes here.
The heat is going to have an impact on that probably to some extent as the evening wears on again. Very warm here in Winchester as it is all across the care listing area. 88 degrees at kickoff. Here we're looking at a second down and 7 just outside the 15-yard line. Chargers deep now in Oskaloosa territory. Quarterback is going to keep it himself. Will bounce outside, get hit from behind, and going to be pulled down from behind. Gus, I really thought he was going to be able to plant a foot and turn it upfield, but the outstanding pursuit by Richie Rockhold forced him all the way across the field and out of bounds for a short gain. It'll be a 3rd down 5.
Yeah, that was a great job by Richie coming up from that strong safety position, understood what was happening, came flying downhill, grabs a hold of the quarterback by the shoulder pad, slings him down. It's now going to bring up a 3rd and 4 for JCN.
Chargers taking plenty of time. Clock is at 9:50. And look at this. We're going to go twins to the left side for Jeff North on this 3rd down call at the 13. Wing to the right side. Receivers to the left. Handoff is going to go to the running back. They still do what they do. Into the 10, down to the 5. 1st and goal, Chargers. Again, you could try to make it look like you're doing something else, but you go with what gets you where you want to be.
Yeah, that time you did an overload to the left, and most of the time when teams overload to the left, they run right because they're just trying to get too many defenders over there and get a one-on-one on the backside. That's exactly what JZN did right there. They were able to get a nice run and set themselves up with 1st and goal. Speaking of and goals to go, Nebraska now looking at a 4th and goal from the 1.
Look out.
They settle for a 22-yard field goal.
GBR, 1st and goal. 6 yards out. A little movement in the middle. No penalty marks. We haven't had one yet tonight. Quarterback is going to turn. Hand off. Running back starts right. Turns left. Leans. Reaches for the end zone. Touchdown! Jefferson County North. That was a superb run by Merrick Knoll because he was slashing to the right. There's a wall there. You could see him plant the foot. He saw a little daylight to the left. Changed directions completely. Goes into the end zone. And at 9:04 to go in the half, the Chargers are up 14-0. We're waiting for the PAT.
So Merrick Knoll now here at the 9:04 mark of the first half has 8 points. And we're getting ready to see another 2-point conversion.
They'll go with that double tight. Long count by Will. Keeps it himself. Follows Merrick and goes in. 2-point conversion successful on the wheels of Jefferson County North's running game, and we're taking a timeout. 9:04 to go in the half. Chargers 16, Bears nothing.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. buy an item from our BOGO menu, and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Back with the Hare Riley Field and Jefferson County North putting its kickoff unit out of the field once again, now with a 16-0 lead. Gus, my question for you is, there's a long way to go still in the first half, but is this a, what you would call a crucial possession for Oskaloosa? Or is it just like kind of important, you want to at least do a little something, or do they need to score here?
It's just kind of important, and the only reason I say that is you are going to get the ball to start the second half. But here's where the problem is going to become. At the 9:04 mark, so at the end of one quarter, Oskaloosa possessed the ball twice. Right, so that's where you're going to start getting yourself into trouble, is there are going to be limited possessions left in this ballgame.
And in the second quarter, they have had
this will be their
no
first
snaps.
Yeah.
So here we go. I'm going to trade you this out, and Chargers are going to set to put a toe to the football.
So nice when we get information.
Isn't that lovely? Left-footed kick is away, and it's a dandy at the 10, at the 5, picked up at the 1, dropped at the 1, picked back up, and they're going to say he was in the end zone. So that was a fantastic kickoff by JCN. Gus, at the high school level, how many touchbacks do we see in a year? And I know that was not a touchback.
Right, because the ball was fielded in the field of play, then fumbled into the end zone.
Yes.
So it was just...
Yeah, I would agree with you here. I got it.
Incorrect officiating.
I think that is probably right.
Right? He fielded the ball in the field of play, fumbled it into the end zone. So that's still a live ball. Yeah, it's not like a kickoff into the end zone. Yeah, the white hat's the one who killed it, too. So
here we go. First and 10. Bears. We're going to move the football a little bit. Quarterback under center is going to hand off misdirection, 20-yard line up close to the 25. That is one of the more successful plays that Oskaloosa has had here in this first half today. And because, again, they are going very basic with offense, just trying to chug along. That was Barrett Heston, the 6'2 running back.
Yep, and Rex Furman in on the stop right there for JCN. But for Oskaloosa, I think that's just kind of who they are. Their best runs have come in between that tackle box. They've been trying to just get downhill. They struggle a little more trying to get to the outside. And I think some of that is trying to block these big defensive ends for JCN.
A.Z. Parkus is wide to the left. Now the pitch is going to go to the tailback. He's needing to block on a corner that is never going to happen, and he's going to be bumped out of bounds. May have gotten back to the line of scrimmage, was unable to move it anywhere beyond that. And again, you got Andrew Baker coming over there. When Andrew, he's big and lanky and long, and he's going to give you a little bit of a shove. You're going out of bounds.
Yeah, you know what else he did? He covered a lot of ground pretty quickly right there. I mean, showed off some good speed, and that time getting to the sideline, able to usher the running back out of bounds at the 8:13 mark. So it'll bring up a third down for Oskaloosa. Give it to the fullback up the middle.
Third down, 5. Well, so far in this game, that has been the best, most successful play for Oskaloosa, Colson Perry. QB's back, gives it to Perry. He stiff arms at the line of scrimmage, gets no blocks, and is still going to pick up 3 yards. There was no one in front of him helping him around the right side, but Colson Perry will get 3. Matter of fact, maybe 4. No, they're going to make it 3. Fourth down and a pair.
And that time, my only critique of that run by Colson Perry, he looked in the middle, realized that it was a little muddy, so he tried to roll it back out outside the tackle. And that's where he got caught, but then was able to just use that power of his and push forward, pick up great yardage. You just got to understand where the play is designed, where the blocking is. Just hit that hole at 100 miles per hour, and you're going to pick up that first down.
Sheldon Cooper tells you, never punt on fourth down, and they're not going to do it. Oskaloosa will hand off the ball into the middle, driving, leaning, pushing, shoving, and he did not get there.
It's going to be a turnover.
The JCN defense holds just short of the 30-yard line. And Oskaloosa is going to come up just a little bit short. Chargers will have this ball in great field position. Now the officials are going to look it over. You don't bring a change in here. You're on a stripe, right?
There we go. Charger ball. So for Oskaloosa, three possessions into the ball game, they have three turnover on downs for JCN. They're getting set for their fourth possession of the game, two touchdowns and a punt.
Now, JCN, Gus, smaller schools who don't have really a lot of depth of a bench, a lot of times you're seeing the same 11 guys going both ways all night long. JCN rotates five of their 11 in and out, offensively and defensively, plus, you know, periodic substitutions of other spots out on the field. So Coach Schneider has some pretty good depth that he's able to work with. And he's going to bring two of those big guys over to the right side. You think they're going to sweep to the wide side? They are. Hand off right side, 30, 25, cutting back into the middle. Still on his feet at the 20, riding his way down there near the 19-yard line. First down on an 11-yard gain by Merrick Knoll.
And Oskaloosa can utilize the timeout here.
Yep. Joseph, we're taking a break with the Bears. It's 7:05 to go in the third quarter. It is JCN 16, Oskaloosa nothing.
When you need professional, reliable electrical service, Gerber Electric in Atchison has you covered. With free estimates and guaranteed work, you can trust us to get the job done right. And don't forget to visit our retail space at 405 North 17th Street for all your electrical supplies, from bulbs and batteries to connectors and more. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Call or stop by today.
Background is outstanding. Jefferson County North High School Band. Great homecoming crowd on hand here in Winchester. Homecoming 2024. I'm certain there's a equally outstanding home crowd up at Amelia Earhart Stadium this evening. We wish the Phoenix well in homecoming 2024 for them, head coach Jim Smith, his staff and players. Coming out of the timeout, says Oskaloosa, goes, what does the coach talk about? I mean, you're not changing schemes or anything. I mean, are you just like
you're just
giving guys a little pep talk and giving them a minute?
Yeah, you're trying to just get everybody calmed down a little bit after that quick turnover on downs. And so make sure everybody's on the same page right here and that you really can't give up a touchdown this drive.
Quarterback's going to keep it himself, and he is going to score that touchdown. Spinning at the 10, going to the 5, touchdown Chargers. And that was a splendid run by Will Elias. He was going to get it right at the first down marker, hit the defender, bounced off of him, took a 360 counterclockwise spin. Daylight ahead of him, and he rambles in. So touchdown, Jeff North, PAT coming up. They are 2-for-2 on two-point conversion efforts.
Okay, if the pattern is correct, this will be a two-point by Merrick Knoll.
Merrick, pretty dependable kind of a guy. No, Will's going to keep it. He'll cut right, runs into a defender, and another one, and he will be held short. And we've got a timeout of the field. Joseph, at 6:56 to go in the opening half, Jefferson County North 22, Oskaloosa nothing.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
I'm looking above the stadium as the clouds roll in from the west, but if you look above them and the setting sun behind them, beautiful sun rays coming out from over the top of those clouds. It's a Kansas sunset photo op right here in Winchester, Kansas. Welcome back, everybody. Jefferson County North getting set to boot it away yet again after scoring their third touchdown here in the opening half with still just about 7 minutes to go. The left foot kick is away. It's more of a line drive kick this time. Bounding at the 15, picked up at the 8. slow walking it up to the 25, breaking a tackle and across the 30, up to the 40. We're going to get our first marker of the day.
Yeah, we're going to get a marker on the return way back at the 30-yard line, and that's right about where the return man kind of went into that little stutter step. Whoa. And, yeah, had that little stutter step right there, and you get a turnover, or a penalty marker.
Illegal use of hands.
See those clouds?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see them get brighter?
No, I didn't, but I've been talking about them a couple, three times here tonight. There's games across the state are in jeopardy with weather, and these clouds are very, very dark coming in from the southwest. So the illegal use of hands, the illegal block on the kick return is going to take Oskaloosa from what was a really good kick return to a penalty that is enforced from the point of infraction, and it is going to go back to the 20-yard line. So, again, for the second consecutive series, it'll be first and 10 Oskaloosa beginning at their own 20. 6:48 to go in the half. Bears need to find the end zone. Motion to the top. Quarterback's back. Throws one of his men coming out of the backfield to the line of scrimmage. He'll spin away and get across the 25. That was a nice catch and run. And kind of smiling a question, was that a pass or was that a lateral? It was very, very close.
It's called a pass.
Give him a pass. Give him a completion. A gain of about a half a dozen. Making a second down and a long four. Just across the 25-yard line. There comes Oskaloosa. I like that play. I like the little misdirection. Trying to confuse the defense a little bit. Now the handoff into the middle of the line is going to be stopped short of the 25. And a couple of yards lost here.
That time the tackle is going to be made by Merrick Knowles.
Hunter Miller just had no room in the middle. And it'll bring up a third down five. So at the 14-yard line, Gus, are we still in four down territory?
Yeah.
Maybe.
At this point, yeah.
Clock clicking it out, 5.5 to go. In the second quarter, JCN up 22-0. Oskaloosa looking to generate some offense. Quarterback is back to throw. Lobs one right side. Has his man to pass. Is going to be short. Coming back, trying to make the catch, but unable to get his hands underneath. That is A.Z. Barkas. I guess I'm going to tell you, having seen A.Z. play some ball, he's a big guy, 6'2", and he's got good hands. Made a valiant effort at coming back and trying to get his hands underneath that ball, but it passed just a little bit short of him. And it'll bring up now a fourth down call. For the Bears, it'll be a throw in the 15-yard line. They picked up about a half a yard on that incompletion. JCN is going to add a linebacker, take out a lineman. Wide to the left side is going to be Barkas. And now we're going to get another Oskaloosa timeout. They want to get this fourth down call right, and I think it's probably a good idea. Taking a break, Joseph. It's 5:26 to go in the half. Chargers 22, Bears nothing.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Still huddled up around the respective coaching staffs as we welcome you back again to Winchester, Kansas. Northeast Kansas League high school football on a Friday night in September. Glad to have you with us here on CARE Radio. So Oskaloosa, they have gambled throughout the course of the evening, going for fourth downs, and they will be doing it again. This time they're going to look at a fourth down five well into their own territory at their own 25-yard line. Now, coming out of the timeout, we're running in an 11th man. Oskaloosa was a man short, and they're going to bring a tight end over to the left side. Snap is back. They're going to punt this away. Here's the kick. Spinning, taking a huge Oskaloosa bounce, 40-35, and picked up at the 34-yard line. All the way across the field, Will Elias, he's going to be stood up and down at the 43.
This time, Will was looking for an avenue. There was none, and now there is a penalty marker here on the near side. For Oskaloosa, that was the first punt of the evening. Their first three possessions ended on turnover and downs as they had been going for it all night.
Wait to see what this call is going to be. As the official has a little conference with his associates, and now they're going to wave it off. They're going to say, nah, that really wasn't a penalty. So I will retrieve that one. And Jefferson County North is going to get his offense back out on the field because they've been efficient, okay?
Yeah, so they've had four possessions tonight, three touchdowns, one punt. Will Elias has two touchdown runs of 20 and 25. Merrick Knoll has a touchdown run himself. So
on a first down call, two receivers to the near side as the lightning flashes in the background. The quarterback's going to hand off on a nice straight-ahead run across the 45 up to around the 48-yard line. Carrying the ball, Christopher Knoll, sophomore. They bring up a second down and a half dozen. With 4:44 to go in the half, JCN is going to run twins to the left side. Sigelman is going to go very, very wide to the left. Now they're going to shift over the wingman to the left side. It's all on the wide side of the field. Handoff is going to go to the running back, and they will ignore all those receivers, put the ball in the hands of Knox Heston, who will gain a couple of more yards. It'll bring up a third down, three.
Preston Warbreton on the stop right there for Oskaloosa. 5'9", 172-pound senior defensive tackle. Now it's going to bring up a third and long for the JCN offense. And we haven't seen much passing tonight from JCN, but decent shot at it here.
That's old Dawson Lindsay, the sophomore wide receiver, who we've seen go wide out to the left side a couple of times now. On this call, Christopher Knoll will shift very wide left. Third down and four. A couple of yards short of midfield. Handoff is going to go to the running back, and Merrick is going to be short of the first down. Just across the 50, but it'll be a fourth down and a pair. And a decision for Coach Schneider. Will he follow the lead set by Coach Heston of Oskaloosa and leave his offense out there on fourth down?
Is there a question to that?
There's always a little bit.
No, I think you leave the offense out on the field. Your defense has played well enough all night. Your offense, now we've got a stoppage in play.
Officials are going to step up over the ball and
move it back just a little bit.
Well, in the best interest of perfection here, not sure just what they're looking at. Are they going to bring the sticks in?
Ooh, wow. It's not even close if they are.
I didn't think it was. I thought it's half a football length short. But, yeah, they were three football lengths for a yard and a half short. I don't understand this. As a coach, can you request that? Is that what they're doing here? I can't imagine why they do that.
You can, but the official does not have to grant that.
All right. Well, with that very, very clear, it is fourth down and a yard and a half.
Roll the clock. We're not going to do it. All right.
No.
We don't need to roll the clock.
Here we go. Fourth down. Ball snap, handoff, running back, and he's going to try right. He's hit and lunges forward for the first down. And the clock stops again at 3:21.
Stop just long enough to reset the chains right here.
Across midfield, JCN going to keep that drive alive. It'll be at the 46-yard line. They lead right now 22-0.
There we go. Roll the clock.
No, we're not ready to start it yet.
Roll the clock. There we go.
First and 10 at the 47-yard line. Now, JC ain't going to take a timeout. Yeah, Coach Schneider going to stop it. Well, tell you what, guys, and we're going to just keep it right here for a second. Let's discuss the ebb and flow of this game has neither flowed. It's ebbed quite a bit, but it hasn't flowed a lot. Lots of timeouts, lots of stoppages of play, more measurements than we have seen in, what, five games that we've seen so far this year? So,
yeah, I mean, I think the officials have been totally happy with their eye tonight. So we've seen them bring in the chains. We've seen them be very thorough tonight. Yeah, for a game that is, you know, 22 to nothing, we've seen JCN handle the ball five times tonight. They've got three touchdowns and a punt for Oskaloosa. They've only had the ball four times so far in the first half. Three of those have ended in downs. They have punted the ball one time. But, you know, you talk about two teams that have played a pretty clean game, not too many penalties.
They're
really
not
the,
been, no.
The penalties that have happened tonight have all started within about the last couple minutes of this game.
Yeah, no penalties in the opening quarter at all. All right, so let's see what's going to happen here. With 3:11 to go in the opening half. And Jefferson County North holding on to the football. It'll be first and 10 Chargers at the Oskaloosa 47-yard line. Two receivers to the left, the wide side of the field. The ball is on the right hash mark. Single man to the backfield. Elias hands off. Noel tries the middle. Nothing doing. He is stacked up, stood up, and that is the best defensive stop of the night by Oskaloosa. No gain on the play. It'll pick up a second down, 10 call. Oscar did a good job. I think they've probably seen that play enough times that they kind of were able to anticipate what was maybe on the plate. I wonder to see if JCN utilizes the height. They've got such big tight ends. A little ISO pass over the middle would be, I think, something they could use. This time they're going to hand off to Merrick. He is hit, and he is blasted. Gus, there is your guy out there, Colson Perry. He just met him head-on and overpowered the running back.
Yeah, it looked like Merrick had a little bit of an avenue there. He had seen where he was going to go, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, came Colson Perry to just light him up. A one-yard gain on the play. It'll bring up third and nine, and JCN going to call a timeout with 2:02 left here.
Tell you what, Joseph, we're going to take one more break. This one with Coach Schneider. I can't imagine that anybody's got any left. Taking it, Joseph. 2:02 to go in the half. JCN 22, Oskaloosa nothing.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Well, JCN still huddled up around the coaching staff. Oskaloosa's been out on the field now and over to football for a bit of time now. For the Chargers,
oh, dear, it sounds like we've lost Tom for a moment. I will attempt to reconnect with him, but for right now, I'm going to go ahead and take care of just a little bit of business.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers
ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
I put here in Winchester and a first and 25 called. Play goes for a few. You now a pass down the left side. It's going to pick up a first down to the 10-yard line. But it's coming back, guys. We're going to get another holding call in the JCM backfield. It's coming back. Fisher walking down. Coach Schneider's way out of the field. He's all the way to the numbers.
It's going to be roughing the passer.
Oh. So JCM will, yeah.
Now, JCM's going to have to be ready because as soon as the official spots this for play, we're going to roll that clock at 5 seconds.
5 seconds left in the half, and I'm sure JCM's out of timeouts, right? He would have taken one here if he had not been out. Now the official's having another powwow back at the 20 or so.
See, if I were Oslo, I'd be a little upset about this.
Yep.
Passer. Oh, okay. So we're trying to decide that it's going to move it half the distance?
Apparently, I don't know how you could decline the penalty and then add some penalty yards. Yeah, I think that right now, if I'm on that Oscar sideline, I'm looking for some answers. You got to explain a couple things to me, maybe. But after the declining of the penalty, they go ahead and assess additional yardage after the reception. It's going to go down to the 5-yard line, maybe the 4-yard line, first and goal. Charges with 5 seconds left in the half. And the officials have slowed this game down to a snail's pace.
Why did he not?
Here we go. Snaps back. QB's back. Looking over the middle. He's got a man wide open. It's picked off in the end zone by a big old lineman. Look at that. At the 10. At the 20. Look at him go at the 30. Can he do it? He needs a block at the 50. Running to the 40. The big guy finally jerked down from behind. I'll tell you what. Merrick Knowles saved the touchdown on the interception of the last play of the opening half by big old Colson Perry. And he rumbled back as a 60-yard return on that interception. What a play to end the opening half. Well, it was interesting. Teams headed for the locker room. Well, they're really not going to the locker room. They're going out here into the trees. We'll be back summarize the opening hit for you here at Winchester. At intermission, Jeff North 22, Oskaloosa nothing.
Thanks for listening to our high school football game of the week here on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete recap of the first half action coming up right after this.
At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
Hey, we're back with you here in Winchester, Kansas. Riley Field, just one of the great high school fields in Northeast Kansas. And in the Northeast Kansas League, it is a 22-0 intermission lead for the home team, the homecoming team tonight, Jefferson County North over Oskaloosa. Well, Oskaloosa battled to move the football in the first half. I think that's probably kind of the name of the game right now.
Yeah, they struggled a little bit in the first half on trying to move the football. They had three possessions that were three and outs. They punted on their very last possession. But here's the problem Oskaloosa is going to run into. They won the toss to start the game. They deferred to the second half. They're going to get the ball to start the second half. But they're down 22-0 and only possessed the ball four times in the first half. So, again, you're running out of possession.
For Oskaloosa, quarterback Trenton Van Houten, one of three for five passing yards in the first half. Rushing the ball, Hunter Miller, two carries for two. Richie Rockhold, five for nine. Koi Perry, four for eight. And Colson Perry, seven carries for 19 rushing yards in the first half. For JCN, how about Brody Van Dyke? Yeah, he's... Or rather, Will Elias is, what, two for three, passed the ball to 25 yards. Merrick Knoll, 15 carries for 67, and Will Elias, seven for 56. So JCN has done a pretty good job running the football with those two, that quarterback and running back combination.
But, yeah, you start looking at their three scoring possessions tonight. It was a 25-yard run by Will. Merrick took in the 2 points. Then Merrick scores from a 5-yard run, and then Will runs in the 2 points. And then Will caps off the scoring in the first half with a 20-yard run, and you know why they didn't get the 2 points? Because they didn't keep the pattern going. Instead of giving the ball to Merrick, Will Elias tried for the two, couldn't quite get it in there, and that's how we've ended up at this 22-0 score at intermission.
PA guys over here, Mr. Moore, who's been doing the Royal Courts for basketball and the homecomings, announcing the candidates for many years, is here tonight to do that for these nice folks here today. We're going to have a bit of an extended intermission.
How about tomorrow? We don't
do it tomorrow.
How about we don't extend our intermission, and we're going to head to Davenport, Iowa. I've never been to Davenport.
I've been to Davenport, but it's been a long time. Davenport, Iowa, the home of St. Ambrose University, and that's where we're going to be for Benedictine football tomorrow afternoon. Air Radio pregame at about 12:45. The kickoff's slated for 1 o'clock as it's the Ravens and the Fighting Bees. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing new territory. We're going to see a lot of corn, a lot of combines tomorrow, okay? We're going to give you that right now.
You think?
Unless it's raining all the way.
I think we're going to see clean beans all the way up there, okay?
We're going to see windshield wipers. Well, we're going to take a bit of a break.
halftime is the time that JCN crowns their royalty, and I think probably to the chagrin of football coaches everywhere when you have players who, while they're participating, and you love to see your guys participate, but they're not in the locker room talking football, and coaches like to talk football. So that's just how it works when you do the halftime awards. That all said, we're going to take a break. Joseph's going to take good care of you, and we'll be back to bring you the second half live. But right now, with that intermission score in Winchester, JCN 22, Oskaloosa nothing. We're kicking it back to the Care Studios. Joseph, he's got you some fun stuff for the half.
Hi, I'm Cole Siebenmorgan, loan officer at Exchange Bank and Trust. If you're in the market to purchase or start building the home of your dreams, we want you to come see us. With competitive rates and flexible terms on home and construction loans, Exchange Bank is here to offer you the best financing available. Take the next step in making your dreams a reality. Stop by today or go to our website, ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, NMLS 445799, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. We're taking a look at the Care Country sports calendar. Coming up tomorrow at 1 p.m., we're going to have the Benedictine Ravens, who are on the road traveling to St. Ambrose. Join Tom and Gus Cobbs with the call tomorrow at 1 p.m. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Counts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Next Friday brings us to Mar Hill Mount Academy versus Riverside High School football. Join us at 7 p.m. next Friday. At 1 p.m. next Saturday, we've got Benedictine Ravens football as they take on Baker. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free please.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Taking an early look at some of the scores at the half, Centralia leads Onega 28-0. Halftime finds Sabetha leading Hiawatha 20-0. At the half, it is Nemaha Central 24 to Rossville 7, and Silver Lake is 7 to Perry's 6 at the half. Troy is sitting at 44 to Pleasant Ridge's 0 at the half. The last report I had at Atchison High School, they were leading at the end of first quarter at 14-0. In the Turner-Leavenworth game, it was Leavenworth 13, Turner 0. We're going to take a couple of more spots of business and then a good look at that weather eye forecast.
When you need professional, reliable electrical service, Gerber Electric in Atchison has you covered. With free estimates and guaranteed work, you can trust us to get the job done right. And don't forget to visit our retail space at 405 North 17th Street for all your electrical supplies, from bulbs and batteries to connectors and more. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Call or stop by today.
DQ presents How to Have Fall Forever. Step 1, grab the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. Step 2, taste delicious fall flavors like returning pumpkin pie, French silk pie, and more sweet seasonal treats. Step 3, imagine that fall will last forever, so you can continue to enjoy this delicious lineup. Step 4, remember that fall can't last forever, so hurry in for the new Fall Blizzard menu today and start living fall to the fullest. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance of thunderstorms. Lows around 70. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of thunderstorms tomorrow 87, cloudy. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, storms likely. Lows around 59. Storms likely Sunday with highs in the mid 60s. Cloudy skies expected Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 79 degrees outside right now. It feels like 81 out there. Winds are out of the east at 7 miles per hour. Relative humidity 55%. The dew point 62 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure on the rise at 29.75 inches of mercury. We're going to take a little bit of a music break right now. We'll be heading back to Tom and Gus Kautz in just a little while. But right now, as an interlude, we've got a little bit of Chris Stapleton with Think I'm in Love with You, right here at Hot Country 93.7.
How do I find the one that makes the dreams come true? I'm in love with you.
K4Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus Kautz in just a moment. Again, at the score in this game, we've got JCN at 22, Oskaloosa 0. At the half, it was Centralia 28 to Onega 0. Nemaha was leading Rossville at the half 24-7, and Jackson Heights was leading Horton 42-0. Again, we'll be returning to Tom and Gus Kautz in just about a minute.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on CARE 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
Well, with that, I guess we're back here at Winchester. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, thanks for handling it at halftime here at Homecoming 2024 for Jefferson County North High School. We're getting set to go to the third quarter. JCN is going to have its kick return unit on the field. What, Gus, for the first time tonight, right?
No, remember, they returned the opening kickoff.
That's right. Here we go. The kick is rolling around, and it's going to be fielded at the 12. Now cutting back over to the left side. We're going to get outside. And
it doesn't really matter. We've got it. Yeah, we have a penalty way back as soon as he fielded it.
So we're going to start the second half kind of the way we ended the first with penalty markers laying out there. Okay. Gus, I made a promise that I'm glad that I remembered to keep. I would never have not kept it unless I just forgotten to. But homecoming king and queen court, and the king and queen were crowned at halftime, and homecoming king here, Eli Weiser, and a homecoming queen at JCN is Kennedy Hernandez. So congratulations to them and to all the court here
for the Chargers tonight. Eli and Kennedy. All right, this penalty is going to get marked off, pushed back. Better get this thing back around the 15-yard line or so. So here comes Jefferson County North. Chargers with a 22-0 lead as we get set to begin the third quarter. QB going to take snap back, hand off straight ahead, and look at him go. Big run straight ahead, and Merrick Noel going to begin the second half. Goes the way with a big play, kind of like the big play he made to end the first half, saving a score. And it'll be a gain of about 8. Just power running straight up the middle, and that's what the Chargers kind of like to do. Certainly what they have liked to do tonight. Christopher Nolan's going to come wide to the near side. Second down and a couple of yards. Little wraparound handoff, working his way to the left side, cutting back against Green and coming up very close to the first down.
That time coming up for the stop for Oskaloosa is going to be Colson Perry. For JCN, they're going to be, there we go. For JCN, they're going to line it up and say first and 10 Chargers.
So a minute into the second half, Jeff North has his first second half first and 10. A lot of scores are going to be coming in from around the area. Stick around here on Care Radio for the high school football scoreboard show after this. Jake Fawzen, a team of many.
Centralia a little happy tonight to be on the correct side of the river.
Here's a handoff in the backfield, breaking a couple of tackles. Looked like it was going to go for a loss, and instead picking up a couple of 3 yards. That was a good, hard run into the middle, and even though a short gain, second down 7, but it turned out way better than it looked like it was going to at the onset of that play.
Last week, Centralia went across the river, took on the Dragons of Mid-Buchanan, fell 41-6, and, well, tonight at halftime against the Buffaloes of Onega, they're up 28-0. Sabetha led Hiawatha 20-0 at the break. Nemaha leading Rossville 24-7. And how about Silver Lake and Perry LeCompton? 7-6 Silver Lake leading at half.
Second down call here for JCN. Quarterback going to keep it himself. He'll bounce over to the left side, pick up a first down, and get a little bit more as he angles over to the far sideline and going to be pushed out of bounds and really close to first down. They're really close to the midfield mark. They're going to stay, stepped out at the 45-yard line. So really good run over there by Will Elias. And because defensively it makes it problematic defending this team because Will Elias is kind of similar in build to Merrick Noel. Neither one of them is super tall, but they're both very, very solid, very good, strong runners. And you can't just key on the running back. You got to remember that quarterback can run it too.
Yeah, you know, a lot of that RPO action in the backfield. So as a defense, you have to pause for a second. With the speed of JCN, you pause for too long, they're right by you. And so it's been a good offense for JCN.
Little wraparound handoff, and again, coming to the right side, Merrick Noel, and he'll pick up about 3. Now, I tell you, while we talk about Will Elias and Merrick Noel and how well they run the ball, and that is all true, you kind of look in the middle, guys, at Cohen Davinsky and Isaac Weiser and Trevor Kelly, Rex Berman, Abraham Noel, those guys who have been doing a really good job of blocking in the middle, not coming into the game and going to set up as one of the tight ends. It's going to be Andrew Baker, another big, big guy. So that offensive line, and you know how I love the offensive line. That's where it all starts in moving the ball, and they're doing a good job here tonight. Second down, I'm going to make that a 7. From their own 48-yard line, play action. Wills back to throw. He's got a receiver, and it's going to be caught. 35-30, right side 25, and finally bumped out of bounds along the near side. A nice catch and carry, and that's going to be pulled in by Andrew Baker. And again, we don't have heights and weights, but I tell you, for basketball, you got guys out there about 6'4", probably 6'5", okay?
I was going to guess Andrew to maybe be, what, 6'5", 2.25-ish?
Yeah, and all of that. Mm-hmm. And so that nice catch and then advance the ball up the field. It'll be first and 10 at Jefferson County North all the way down now to the Bears 21-yard line. They'll quickly skirt a receiver over to the left side. Long count by Will. Single man in the backfield. Little wraparound handoff and breaking into the secondary. Quick hitter by Knox Heston. See what Knox did there, guys? He got through. And you talk about it. Don't let that first guy get you. He did not. He got beyond the line of scrimmage. Made those linebackers have to come up and make the tackle. And they did a good job stopping him for a short gain. Second down, JCN.
Yeah, pops would tell you, make the first guy miss.
Chargers at the 20-yard line. Third quarter moving along pretty briskly now as we're at 8 minutes left in the third. JCN has taken the kickoff and has moved progressively downfield. Elias directs a little traffic with his receivers. Now he's going to keep it himself, cuts into the middle, and he's going to be spun down short of the 15. Going to be about a four-yard gain.
That time Colton Perry in on another stop right there, goes flying through, makes the tackle, and another nice tackle where it looked like it was going to be a big run for JCN. And instead, JCN looking now at a third and let's call it five.
Yeah, I'm going to say third down, and that's a full five. That's five plus. But again, we've been talking about it all night, and it has borne out all night. You're almost in four down territory at any spot on Riley Field here tonight. Third down, half a dozen. Excuse me, a little handoff, and running into the middle, twisting and turning. And that's something else that the JCN running backs do really well, Gus, is they don't just cave in on that initial contact. They don't surrender the run. They keep pushing and shoving. It'll be a fourth down, two.
Yeah, it's going to be a fourth down, and yeah, you call it a short two, long one, however you want to call it. And so for JCN, you're going to leave the offense out on the field. 6:45 left here in. Now they're racing a guy out of the huddle. They're going to bring another player in. You got to think JCN's probably getting pretty low on the play clock.
Well, you think Americ Noel broke his helmet, and that's why he had to come out of the game, and he's over here being attended to by the trainer. They're going to take a timeout. They want Merrick in here. We're taking a break. Joseph, at 6.5 to go in the third. Jeff North, 22, Oskaloosa, nothing.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
High school football on a Friday night in mid-September. Good to have you along with us here on CARE Radio. K-A-I-R-F-M Horton Atchison. I don't know what time it is, Joseph. I didn't even look. Doesn't matter. Can never say that too much. JCN taking a timeout. Basically, what they were doing is getting Merrick Noel a chance to get over, get that chin strap replaced on his helmet, get him back into the lineup as for the Chargers. This is kind of a big call here. It is a fourth down and one call. Am I silly for saying Merrick is going to carry this ball?
I think that's probably safe.
Merrick is being talked to and kind of helps getting that chin strap fastened up by senior tight end Wyatt Burke. Now you've also got Andrew Baker coming back here to make sure that that helmet is okay. And here we go on a fourth down call. Fourth down, long one, close to two. Quarterback's going to hand off, and there he is, Merrick, for the first down inside the 10.
And that time the defender was right there in the hole, but just kind of waiting for Merrick to come to him, and Merrick said thank you as he picks up the first down. And we got to move the sticks over there. There we go.
Okay, as a defender, I mean, you've got to be more aggressive than that. You can't wait for that running back to come to you.
Yeah, you got to, especially on a play like that where you got to understand that it's fourth and one. So you got to get up there in a hurry. You got to fill the gap and really meet him in the backfield so he can't push you forward for that yard.
You got Brody Van Dyke checking into the ball game along with Christopher Noel. First and goal, Jeff North, inside six to play. Quarter number one, they've used over half, guys, of the third quarter on this first drive of the second half. Wing to the right side, receivers each way. Motion will come to the right. Quarterback takes a snap, in trouble, going to be hit in the backfield, and breaks one tackle, gets grabbed, spun around, and is going to be dropped back around the 11-yard line. Will Elias battling valiantly to try to escape, but He went to the right, got tangled up, pulled away, but Carter Sobelka says, you know what, let's just finish this right here. He's at the 11, second to goal.
Yeah, so a loss on the play, but for GCN, they're still looking at a second and goal, and they're going to take plenty of time, walk over to the near sideline and get the play call from head coach Jeff Schneider.
Now, it is physically, mathematically not possible to use the entire quarter on a possession, but can you burn a whole, they're not going to on this possession.
Not this possession, but I've seen it done.
It could be done. But what's going to happen is they're going to use most of the first quarter. They've already used most of the third quarter. Second and goal from the 12. QB's going to take it, eludes the first two, breaks the tackle, heads for the pylon, touchdown Chargers. Will Elias goes in from 12 yards out because he was hit maybe behind the line of scrimmage, got away from that guy, got bumped one more time along the line of scrimmage, pulls away again, and once he got to the edge, the defense was jammed up in the middle, and he was able to get to the corner, and JCN will stretch its lead out of 28-0.
You do know what that, you know what that pretty much did for JCN? You about salted the ball game away because you find yourself up 28-0, and Oski's only touched the ball four times today.
And none in the second half. Here we go for the 2-point conversion effort. Long count, little wraparound, and the run is good. 2-point conversion successful. Carrying the ball into the end zone, Knox, Heston, and we're going to take a timeout. The break here occurs at 4 minutes and 42 to go in the third quarter. Chargers, 30, Bears nothing.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
We're really happy to have you along with us here on a Friday night. Care Radio High School Football. Tomorrow, we're going to be a long way from here. It's Benedictine Ravens. Have a 1 o'clock kickoff. You'll hear it live here on Care Radio with a Care pregame at about 12:45. I'll talk to head coach Joel Osborne. We'll get keys to the game. And at halftime, we'd like to meet the players. And I think you're familiar with them. We're going to have a really interesting young man, Court Madison.
I was going to say, how about you meet a player whose head coach in high school also quarterbacks Benedictine?
That's right. Here's a return of the kick to the 18-yard line, and it will be 1st and 10 from right there.
Are we far enough removed from Steve Buehler's days at Rossville that kids don't know Buehler at Rossville?
I don't know. It's hard for me to say because that's what's still the first thing I think of when I think of Steve.
So do you know Sunday night, if Andy Reid wins, he will get like win number 131 maybe with Kansas City, which is now will surpass his number in Philadelphia, right? So he had 130 wins in Philadelphia and now has 130 wins in Kansas City. And they're laughing that a lot of the rookies don't even know that he was a coach.
Never knew he was a coach. Was he in Philadelphia?
See? So, I mean, that's just one of those things you start looking at and you're like, wow, I kind of remember so-and-so at two schools.
Here's a little pitch to the right side and a nice gain running off tackle. Going up to around the 40-yard line. Oskaloosa's first play of the second half, good for 5.
That time coming up, Abraham Knoll making the stop on the play, and it'll bring up a second and let's call 5 for the Oskaloosa offense. 4:15 left here in the third quarter, and Oskaloosa not speeding things up. They're just going to continue with the pace they've done all night.
What people don't realize is some of the guys that Andy Reid coached with. That coaching
the tree is
absolutely incredible. Second down 5 from their own 30-yard line. Bears with the football for the first time in the second half. The pitch is going to go very deep to the tailback, and he's able to survey in front of him, but gets wrapped up after the pickup of a single yard. Just not much there for Oskaloosa trying to run the football. It'll bring up a third down and four. The pitch back to that running back. I mean, I understand a running back take an opportunity to, you know, kind of scan the defense and see what you got going on, but man, he's got a long way to go just to get back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, getting the ball to him deep gives him more time to survey the field and find where the gap is going to be. But the problem with that is it also gives the linebackers a quick glance of where the ball is. And in high school football, it's a little different than college. High school is more of a numbered idea. College is going to be more of a base right, base left idea.
From the I formation and a third down call, the pitch to the tailback who cuts to the left side, and he's going to be about a yard short, giving the 34.
You think so?
Yeah, he's he's marked it
there
short. Now they're marking it back.
Yeah,
and now they're marking
that's
it forward.
Absolutely.
Oh, that is it. Okay. That is not where I saw the official here on the near sideline's foot initially. So that is a first and 10. And hey, Oskaloosa moving the ball with 3 minutes to go in the third. I like that. Quarterback under center, going to the I formation. Hand off to the fullback. Look at him run. 40, 45, dragging one, two, and finally brought down by the third defender over there. And they're going back to that bread and butter. And that is Colson Perry who's putting that right on the toast.
Yeah, and we talked about it a little bit at halftime that if you're Oskaloosa, that's what you got to do. Kind of get back to basics, start feeling a little more comfortable as Christopher Knoll comes over and makes the stop for JCM. But you got to get back to what you do well, and what you do well is running the football with the fullback. And they stopped the clock for some reason. There, but he never started it after he spotted the ball. And so a nice little run on first down for Colson.
They're going to go again to that. I'm going to call it kind of an offset eye. Is that fair? And again, the very deep pitch to the running back. And he's got to run miles, and he's going to lose 4 or 5. And again, that deep pitch allows really good linebacking play. And from Trevor Kelly, first of all, for JCN to find the running back, get through the block, and get back there tackling for the loss of about 4. The deep pitch causing a little problem for Oskaloosa. Their best success, and we've talked about it all night long, has been that quick hitter into the line by the big fullback. Minute 50 to go in the third quarter. It's going to be a second down, and for a lot of teams, this will be a passing down, second down 14. One receiver will go into the pattern. A.Z. Barkas will go to the left side. The quarterback's going to hand off on a misdirection. Looking to get a block, get it picked up, cross the line of scrimmage, cross the 50, cross the 45, and up close to the first down. That was a nice run, running a long way, but Richie Rockle, Gus, as he was running across the field, was also running up the field.
So the officials are going to put this down. And that's right at.
That's a whisker.
Tie that up and call it a first down and move on. There it
there
is.
There you have it.
That's the right call.
Good job.
No reason to bring the sticks in. Let's just tie it up.
Well, the ball was on the stick. There was not even anywhere to bring it. It's a first and 10. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Here come the Bears. And again, they're going to have AZ to the left side. This time, the tailback super deep. Handoff is going to go to the fullback, and Gus, he was wrapped up by a blitzing linebacker. He just hit him the minute he got the ball.
Yeah, Trevor Kelly flying up there, making the stop on the play for Jefferson County North. A loss of 1. It will bring up now a 2nd and 11 with, 70 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Yeah, just over a minute to go in the third quarter. It remains 30-0. JCN. And Gus, to your point of from earlier, there's no way that Oskaloosa can have enough possessions in a game to score 30 points.
This is their first possession in the second half. And it's going to bleed into the fourth if they're lucky.
QB backpedaling. Now just throws one into traffic downfield and it's picked off. Is it intercepted? Yes. And a marker down at the point of that reception. And officials are going to go pick it up, and he puts it back in his pocket.
It wasn't a flag. He was trying to throw his beanbag for change of possession.
Okay.
he just grabbed the wrong item on his belt. Here we go.
He's like Batman out there with the utility belt, all those gizmos on there.
Start of the fourth quarter, and Jackson Heights is looking at a running clock as they're up 50 on Horton.
Well, it's 30 to nothing here. 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Jefferson County North, from that interception, will have the ball at their own 20-yard line.
For JCN tonight, they've held the ball six times, four touchdowns, an interception, and a punt. This will be possession number seven coming with 40 seconds left.
Probably going to be the last play of the quarter.
You don't want that one. You want that one.
I'll take that one. QB's going to hand off a little bouncing and twisting and turning, and not going to be a whole lot there, but a lot of hard work by Merrick Knoll, tackled by Keandre Clemens, and that, won't that take us? Yep, that's going to be the end of the third quarter. We'll be back. Fourth quarter coming up here on Care Radio. NEKL High School Football. It's JCN 30, Oskaloosa nothing.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, a place where you'll find Exchange Bank, a locally owned bank that believes in their community. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable staff ready to help you with all of your banking needs. Exchange Bank offers long-term, fixed-rate real estate loans and convenient services such as online and mobile banking. Stop by or visit us online at ebt.bank. You'll find this and so much more. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Our man Joseph in the K Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts with me here in the booth at Riley Field. Tom Counts, we go to the fourth quarter of this high school football game, 30 to nothing.
So, JCN holding the ball right now. They are dealing with their, how about this? This is their seventh possession of the game, and we're going into the fourth quarter. This is only the second time they've held the ball in the second half. Both of these teams, you know, using a lot of clock in the third quarter.
Officials are very meticulously placing the football. They scoot it, and then they scoot it a little more. Now he scoots it up a little for third. We're gonna get this thing kind of close.
First, second, third.
Oskaloosa just has not had a lot of snaps tonight.
And I know maybe we kind of harp on it because, again, you can start figuring out a game and how much you have to score because, again, if you're in a game like tonight where you're getting limited on possessions, you just physically don't have enough touches of the football left to get back in this thing.
And, again, there is one of the things that we also talk about a little bit, the value, the golden standard of ball control offense. Second down and about five, we'll call this. And JCN on a little bit of a delay draw. Quarterback Will Elias gets a couple 3 yards, making a third down call here. And we're underway in the fourth quarter. Chargers are going to bring in a trio
from Amelia Earhart Stadium early in the third quarter.
There we go.
Phoenix are leading the Sabres 49 to nothing.
There you go. So for Atchison, looks like it's going to be
2-1 to start the season.
Good start to the season.
2-0 in the Meadowlark.
2-0 in a conference.
A couple weeks from now, we'll head over to Topeka to watch Atchison take on Highland Park in that second week of October.
That'll be a good one. Third down in the yard. Hand off right side, and there's your first down. I'll tell you what, here's the deal. Give the ball to Merrick Knoll, and you need a yard, you're going to get that, okay? I mean, this guy is going to get you the yardage that you need. He just will not quit till he gets it.
And he runs so hard. And you alluded to it earlier on in the ball game. He's got that great offensive line in front of him, right? They're going to create at least 1 yard of push. He runs so hard, he's going to add a yard onto that. So, again, you got about a 2 yard head start every time he touches the football.
Row of five, followed by a row of five and a single man in the backfield defensively for Oskaloosa. This time they'll go into the left side. It
This is how JCN does it, because they just chug down the field. Stop four that time. You'd love that four. You don't even have to get to fourth down if you pick up four at a time. Second down and a half a dozen. 10 minutes to play this evening. For JCN next week, they're going to be in district action as they are going to make the long roadie to Easton. They'll take on the Rams of Pleasant Ridge.
There you go.
Next week, Oskaloosa is going to be back home as the Tigers of ACCHS will take on the Bears.
Say what, for JCN, this has been a really good bounce back win after their road loss last Friday night. Second down and just a long five from around their own 40-yard line. Again, the handoff goes to the left side and just kind of, because that was not finding daylight. That was just getting behind those linemen and riding the wave downfield.
Yeah, that was that whole Oklahoma drill, right? Like, just lower the shoulder pads and you're just going to boom into the middle. It's going to bring up a third and one with 9:20 left in this contest.
That's today.
It is 9:20 day. Jackson Heights knocks off Horton tonight 53-0. So Heights off to a great start to this season.
From their own 44-yard line, JCN marching up over this football and going to have a little slot to the right side. Quarterback from the pistol.
The strong safety came flying up from about 10 yards deep, and he was just guessing the snap count. And for JCN's sake, they're lucky that he didn't get it correct, because he might have taken the snap and ran to the other end.
That's one of the best things I've seen. Certainly maybe one of the best things I've seen tonight. That was fantastic.
Hey, lean into it right there. And so the 5-yard penalty will give you the first down. It'll move the ball up near midfield, and we are sitting at now 8:50 remaining.
Well, here's the thing. If I'm the guy that makes that infraction and coach yells at me, you got to look at him and say, coach, what am I going
to
lose?
Trying to make a play.
Yeah, I'm trying to do something to give this team a little bit of a spark here, man. First down at throwing 49. He's coming up again. Nose right up over the football, and there's your snap. There's a handoff, and there's a run 50 and down to 45, picking up about 5 yards. He got through that first wave, but Doc Teston gets by.
Well, see, there's the problem with blitzing at safety like that is you don't have that over-the-top coverage. So once you get through about that second layer, you could be off to the races. And that time a nice little run takes it all the way down to the 45. And JCN, the other thing I really like of what they're doing right now, Jeff Schneider's taking a lot of time for it. Sends in his play. And quarterback Will Elias is doing a good job of waiting for the official to start counting that thing down before he gets under center and starts to – cadence.
So for coming into the game for JCN, I've got Dawson Lindsay, and we also got Brody Edwards coming in. But before that play happens, are we getting a timeout? We are.
Here we go.
Taking a break, Joseph. 7:40 left in tonight's high school game here on CARE. It's all Chargers, JCN 30, Oskaloosa nothing.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
The crowd has stuck around all the way from start to finish, enjoying this one. Similarly, the Oskaloosa crowd sticking with their team, and they have been here in great numbers. It's been a good high school football environment here tonight. With 7 minutes and 40 to go in the ball game, Jefferson County North is going to put his offense back out there, coming out of that timeout. And again, for JCN, clock management. Now, is it vital tonight? Yeah, probably not so much. But you know what? You develop, just like in practice during, you know, during the week, during these games, you develop that skill set. You run those timeouts. You do what you need to do to utilize your time most wisely. Here's a handoff right side of the line and hit low, held up, and then hit high and tackled after a short gain is Knox Heston. Now, here's the thing for JCN. Knox Heston. He's a freshman, okay? Merrick Noel is a sophomore. You think that the Coach Snyder's not looking out there and going, the future is bright?
Yeah, you got to like what's going on in the backfield for JCN. And, wow, this game has been exactly the way Coach Snyder could have dreamed it up, right? You're taking the time. You're running this clock out. You're up 30 points in the fourth quarter. Halftime went a little quicker than you thought. So, again, so many good things have happened tonight for this JCN team, and we're looking pretty sharp right now.
Heavy call on a third down and three, call for the Chargers. Quarterback look in, hand off right side, picking up a first down, putting his head down, getting inside the 40, is penalty marker Sale.
We're going to get a holding call probably right there as the running back looked to turn the corner. That's where the flag came out. So official's going to look over to Oskaloosa sideline and head coach Boone Heston, and I don't think it'll take him long to decide to go ahead and take that penalty and back it up.
Yeah, here's, I think also, and you could probably speak to this better, here we are, midpoint right now of the fourth quarter. It was 88 degrees when this thing started, man. It is toasty out here. Aren't those guys getting a little tired and a little easier to maybe reach out, get their little aid, kind of grab that guy up a little bit? Doesn't that happen just more now?
Yeah, I mean, especially in this fourth quarter, and especially the last two drives that JCN's been able to put together, right? Like, the first drive took most of the third quarter, and this drive right now is taking up a good portion of the fourth quarter. So, yeah, you're going to get a little tired right now.
And for the Chargers, do you hate to give up that penalty yardage? Well, yeah, but you know what you also do? You take a little more time.
Yeah, you're going to take a little more time. Yeah. You're going to pick up the down, and Coach Snyder's going to utilize another timeout because he's got them. So let's do it.
Let's do it. Joe's up a break. We're down now at 6:25 left in the contest. It remains Jeff North 30, Oskaloosa nothing.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Chargers are going to break the huddle again. Oskaloosa always the first team out of their huddle on the sideline, and they're out over the football. JCN will leave the coaching staff and the timeout, go out of the field, huddle up again, and now come out over to football. 6:25 to go in the ball game, 30-0. Jeff North, Chargers about to go to 2-1. QB from the pistol, the snap, the handoff. No, he'll keep it. Tuck it, go right side, cross the 50. Give him about 5 on a first down carry. Nice little run here for Will Elias.
Hey.
Yeah.
Tomorrow evening, Tennessee travels to Norman, Oklahoma.
What time is that?
What, 6:30, I think?
Okay.
Okay. Do you realize tomorrow we
so you're around Des Moines.
Yeah, well, we're going to be closer to Norman, Oklahoma than with our Davenport.
Yeah.
Just throwing that one there.
Yeah. Thanks.
In case you were wondering.
5:49 to go. Oh, we could be easily in Norman. Quicker. Yeah.
So here we go. For JCN, they're now looking at a third and, well, let's call it 5.
Yeah, we could do that around the 47-yard line in Oskaloosa territory. Quarterback's going to run the same play. Again, try to keep it himself, get to the right side, walks a tight rope up the far sidelines, apparently stays in bounds all the way inside the 35-yard line. They'll bump him out of bounds around the 31. And that was a nice little run there by Will as he got outside, and all evening long he's been stepping out, you know, just getting out of play. And instead, that time he got himself parallel to the line of scrimmage, moved it downfield, and all the way to the 21-yard line where it is going to bring up, or 31, where it's going to bring up a first and 10. 5:20 to go in the ball game. You know you're enjoying high school football. It's Friday night. It's September, and it's KAIRFM Horton Atchison. You got all those things going for you. Chargers in those home forest green uniforms.
Hey, you're trying to rush and get that field out before those clouds keep moving closer, right?
Yeah, I sure am. Here's a handoff. They'll sweep left, putting his head down, running into three defenders, kind of running over all three of them. And here's a real late penalty well after the game or after the play.
Yeah, so it's going to be a dead ball penalty. No, what? So either we're looking at an automatic first down or we're looking at personal foul. Jefferson County North.
What that was just a block that carried on beyond the end of the play.
So now it'll be a second and
20? 19?
Second and 19-ish.
Yeah. Ball goes outside the 40-yard line. Got to get this thing down to around the 22. Clock at 4:49 to play. Waiting for the snap to start the clock. And there it goes. There's the snap. Clock is rolling, running. Hand off to the right side. It's 2-yard gain. So again, a little bit of a short yardage for Knox Heston. And the Chargers continue just to, they're just eating up the time, clicking it away. Oh, we're going to get Merrick back into the game, and we're going to get Andrew Baker back in. So if you're JC, and is this your, hey, I'm going to work on my second and 20 play? I mean, you got your starters
better
back
time,
in there.
No better time to practice it, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, and so you talk about things you work on in practice and things that you don't see as much. So many times we talk about the 2-minute warning and the 2-minute drill, try to get flying down the field, try to score that play in 2 minutes. JCN's using this second half to work on what you call that 4-minute drill, which is there's 4 minutes left in the ball game and I need to ice this one away. How do I do it? And now we're going to get another penalty on JCN here late in the game.
Yeah, this is not how you do it. The thing is, I'm going to suspect, I don't know. I haven't talked to Coach. Probably won't talk to him certainly right after the game. He'll be busy. He's less happy with 3:40 to go in the game, leading 30-0, than he was at halftime.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I mean, his team has had many more penalties in the second half.
And this one actually going to go against Oskaloosa. It's going to be a face mask. So it's going to be, just a 5-yard incidental face mask.
So they'll move this thing to the 35-yard line. Second down, 13. And again, it stops the clock at 3:40 to go. 30-0. JCN pitching the shutout here. Kind of like the Giants are.
Oh, man. Bobby's doing his party. It's like, 2 or 3 tonight?
Did you love there was a picture I saw on social media today? And I'm not much of a social media guy, but this popped up for me. Third down and 2. Chargers very patiently. And again, here's a handoff. Nice running room. And, that was a really good individual tackle, stopping JCN's offensive progress. We're only a couple of yards straight into the middle of the field.
Colson,
third down and long.
Colson Perry, of course, making a stop right there for Oskaloosa.
The picture that I saw on social media was Otani getting ready to bat. And obviously like a middle school kid or something holding up a homemade poster that says, I skipped math to see history.
I like it.
I thought that was kind of clever. If I'm a teacher, I'm probably giving him a pass.
What did Otani do yesterday? Like 10 RBIs, 3 home runs?
Yeah.
It's a ridiculous type day. I also
and
saw
he's out 51 and 50, right?
Yeah, but I also saw where the Royals did a post of not 50-50 guys. Right. So it was like a whole like roster of guys throughout the history of the Royals that have never gone 50-50 because nobody.
So nobody.
I thought that was kind of funny that they leaned into it a little bit. With 2:48 left in this ballgame and JCN leading by 30, just
we got a penalty here.
Yeah, okay, we're going to back it up.
You like to take all the time, but you can't take more than the allotted time. It's going to be a delay of game by Jefferson County North. So it's going to get up to the 36. 2:48 to play. Can you go to the diamond?
You're going to go to the punt formation for only the second time tonight for JCN. You believe that this is only going to be the third punt all night we've seen?
Here's a snap, a nice kick. It's a high pooch kick, and the return man's going to let it bounce and get away from it. It's going to go inside the 15, and a little JCN bounce to the 12-yard line where Oskaloosa will have its final possession of the evening. It'll be first and 10 for the Bears.
You mean their first possession of the fourth quarter?
That, too.
Okay. And only and their second possession of the second half?
Yes, that one.
Okay.
That's the one I mean.
As long as we're all on the same page here.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Here we go as Oskaloosa Bear senior quarterback, the 6'2" Barrett Heston.
Do you realize that possession for JCN started back during the third quarter? So
yeah, that's a over 10-minute possession. QB, everybody in tight, hands off running back, hits the middle of the line, and I think for Oskaloosa, take a pick up a first down, they'd be happy and just click this thing off. JCN is going to, they're going to rotate in a couple of three of the young guys probably. You're going to get old Cohen's back in.
Yeah, Cohen Novinsky going to come back in and anchor down that front defensive line right now. But see, this is the thing where I'm still trying to adjust.
Two.
That the clock's not going to stop in 8 seconds.
Yes. The 2-minute timeout.
Yeah, that's just, I'm still struggling with it. It's worked.
Is Casey going to do it?
No.
Here's a little pass in the middle. It was going to be picked off. Picked off. A pass in the middle. It's kind of batted away. I'm surprised. I think that was a pass, right? Was that just a lateral that got away, or was that
it's
really
kind of,
a pass?
Yeah, I think it was like a little pitch forward. And
yep.
Knocked Heston, stepped in front of it. And with a minute 52, JCN's going to be able to basically fall on it a couple times and get out of here. If they
want. Decision time for Coach Snyder. How does he want to handle this possession with less than 2 minutes to go and a 30-point lead? Coach is well out on the field, making certain that his team knows his wishes. And Oskaloosa, well, much of their defense is in the end zone as the line of scrimmage is, we're going to call it 5. And here we go. Will Elias still out there running the ball club, Gus? Little double wing offense. Will's not up under center like you do for the diamond. Now he will take a knee. And I think that's going to do it.
Oh, yeah, let's just, yeah. That's a good way to end the game.
Final score tonight, it's Jefferson County North 30. Oskaloosa nothing, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
You've been listening to High School Football on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring our Highland Community College drive summary. The post-game show starts right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Welcome back to Riley Field. Jefferson County North avenges its loss last week on the road with its second consecutive home win here tonight in the NEKL as they get by Oskaloosa 30-0. Welcome back here to Riley Field. And Gus, here's the bottom line, man. JCN looked pretty good. They were very impressive tonight.
Yeah, for JCN, they came out and they did exactly what they wanted to, right? 8 possessions tonight. They were able to score 4 touchdowns. In the second half, how about this? They ran 3 possessions. And you start talking about Oskaloosa. They held the ball twice in the second half, and both of those possessions ended with interceptions. So a rough second half for the Oskaloosa offense and for JCN. Now a win here today. They'll be able to propel themselves forward to next week where we talked about it all night. They're in district play. JCN moves on to 2-1. They will be at Pleasant Ridge next Friday night. For Oskaloosa, the Bears will now lose their first game of the season. They fall to 2-1. They'll return back home next week as the Tigers of ACCHS will head to Oskaloosa next Friday.
Tomorrow, I think we should get an early start. Enjoy sunrise over the Hawkeye State somewhere. And we're going to be going on to Davenport, Iowa, the Benedictine Raymonds on the road tomorrow. For the first time, we're going to go to St. Ambrose in Davenport. Pregame on Care Radio about 12:45. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff between the Ravens and the Fighting Bees. Kind of looking forward to that one. Please join us. I want to thank you for having been with us here this evening. Get the final score in Winchester, Kansas. JCN 30. Oskaloosa nothing. Until we reach you tomorrow for our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studio, stick around. Joseph's going to be with you for a bit. We've got the high school football scoreboard show coming up next on Care Radio. For Gus Couch with me here in the booth, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to high school football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7. Stay up to date with your favorite local sports program by following them on our website at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.